I think the report as a whole is very good. It recognises a number of the issues and a number of things that have to improve, like reducing red tape and, if you like, making a faster, more flexible system. But one aspect of it that concerns me is ultimately the banks are partly involved in this situation in terms of they have signed off on mortgages on houses that now are close to worthless, and they have them on the balance sheet as assets that go against the loans that they have. So they need to be part of the solution because their balance sheets are dependent on this solution. They need to come forward with the like of zero interest loans, bridging finance to let the work be completed. As it currently stands, they have assets on their books that are not what the value of the mortgages to go against. If you were to do an assessment of the bank, do a stress test on the banks, this would show up and it needs to be addressed. And the banks need to come forward as part of the solution, providing bridging loans and providing low interest loans to help solve this problem.
And how significant is this report now at EU level to get this action executed, the action that you have recommended here?
I think the report is very important. It highlights a number of the issues. It recognises at one level the multidimensional aspects of all this. So many aspects have to be involved. It also calls for the controls to ensure that the proper surveillance, the market surveillance office, the annual inspections, the quarries, and a number of things like that. But ultimately, if people can't afford to get the money to do the work. So the state certainly has to come on board and say a certain amount of this, but the banks have a part to play too. They can provide the bridging finance. They can provide the zero rate interest loan, and they must do that as well.